Hello and welcome to Larkspur. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Aurora and you're listening to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio. Coming to you live from the train car on unceded Wet'suwet'en territory, the Gidimdun clan. I'm grateful to live and work on Wet'suwet'en territory. This is our third episode tonight, and it's a bit of an overcast evening here in Smithers, but still beautiful out. The plants need it. Larkspur covers the folk, bluegrass, and Americana genres throughout the eras. We've got a lovely evening tonight of lonesome cowboy music, so kick your heels up, dig into your can of beans, get ready for getting forlorn, and let's take a trip to the wide open plains together. This first one is Red Dirt from the West of Italy soundtrack by Vito Vincitori and the Cowboy Crew. And then we're going to hear Cattle Call by Eddie Arnold.
Was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me, Lord, she went away, and now she's gone, and I don't weary, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. She called me up from down in El Paso, she said, come back, Daddy. Now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
you don't like my peaches, don't you shake my tree. Get out of my orchard, let my peaches be. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. And don't you come here running, holding out your hand. I'm gonna get me a woman like you got your man. But now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. It was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me. Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
They call me a drifter, they say I'm no good, I'll never amount to a thing. Well, I may be a drifter and it may be no good, there's joy in this song that I sing. Saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp, at night I will rest neath a blanket of blue, doubt if I ever will change. I might even dream of a lady I knew, might even whisper her name. Saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp, I might even wind up in Idaho and visit a cute little miss, a sweet little someone I used to know. And I might even stop long enough for a kiss. Saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp, might even ride back through Phoenix someday, might even stop for a while. But branded, no, never, I'll not be tied down, trapped by a fair lady's smile. Saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp.
That was Cattle Call by Eddie Arnold, then Sittin' on Top of the World by Doc Watson. He's a blind guitarist who revolutionized flat picking in the 60s. And that song was written by Walter Vinson and first recorded and released by the Mississippi Shakes in 1930. And then there was Marty Robbins, Saddle Tramp. Marty was also a NASCAR driver. Now we're going to hear something from something you might recognize from Disney.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Mm-hmm. sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
See the bear paws, the old man on his back, prickly pears blooming in the short and late grass. There's a bunch of empty beer cans and an old loose mineral sack. Give you some idea of where you're at. Buck brush and sage, far as you can see. It's the south slopes of the hills and turns to pines and poplar trees. Cattle all grazing up and down Big Coulee under Charlie Russell skies like a blue and purple sea. Cypress Hills and the big country below where life is still and a man can be alone. And you can duck underneath all your trials and troubles for a time like a pronghorn underneath bottom wire. And the big country below where life is still and a man can be alone. You can duck underneath all your trials and troubles for a time like a pronghorn underneath the bottom wire. You can sweat and cuss and wonder why they say our West has died. Folks around the Cypress Hills still drag calves to the fire.
That was Oodalali by Roger Miller. You might recognize it from the Robin Hood soundtrack. Thought that would be a fun one to play. Then The Big Rock Candy Mountain by Harry McClintock, which is always a favorite. And Cypress Hills and The Big Country Below by Coulter Wall, Saskatchewan. Always a favorite as well. So CICK, very exciting, is celebrating 15 years. And it's an anniversary party that's going to be happening. There's an anniversary party happening at Smithers Brewing on June 25th. It's also 7 years of Smithers Brewing Co., so very exciting. Also, one of our sponsors here at CICK. They're located at 3832 3rd Avenue. And yeah, go check them out if you're in Smithers. Their website is smithersbrewing.com. And yeah, so our anniversary party there, there's going to be a new beer with CICK, a collaboration at noon. There's a CICK membership drop-in drive from 3 to 7. Riverside Kitchen will be catering it at 4. There's a cake cutting at 6. And yeah, there's a membership drive, so it's going to be really fun. There's a band at 7:30 with $10 cover. Major Funk will be playing. So it's going to be a really great event, and we really hope to see you there. That's June 25th. That's Smithers Brewing in Smithers at 3832 3rd Avenue. Hope to see you there. Now we've got a couple of listener requests. We had a lot of listener requests this week, so thank you everybody who sent in requests. This first one is Poncho and Lefty by Townes Van Zandt.
Living on the road, my friend, what's gonna keep you free and clean? Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dreams. Well, Pancho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feed. But Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. We'll save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose.
Thanks for that request, Tanner. This next one, My Rifle, My Pony, and Me, was requested by Shane. And that last one that you just heard was Pancho and Lefty by Townes Van Zandt.
The sun is sinking in the west. The cattle go down to the stream. The red wing settles in her nest. It's time for a cowboy to dream. Purple light in the canyon. That's where I long to be with my three good companions. Just my rifle, pony, and me. Gonna hang my sombrero on the limb of a tree. Coming home, sweetheart, darling. Just my rifle, pony.
Whippoorwill in the willow sings a sweet melody.
Riding to Amarillo,
Amarillo.
Just my rifle, pony, and me.
No more cow,
no more cow
to be roping.
Roping.
No more stray,
no more stray.
Will I see
round the bend?
Round the bend. She'll be waiting
for my rifle, pony, and me. For my rifle, my pony, and me.
Be told when you're not very old that you're an outlaw son. And the older you get, they won't let you forget that you're the son of a gun, a bad, bad gun, the son of a gun. Then you meet someone so sweet, and she says her heart you've won. But her old dad gets awfully mad. She'll marry no son of a gun, a bad, bad gun, the son of a gun. One day her dad must face a bad outlaw. on the draw, and you save her paw. You know, good son of a gun, a bad, bad gun, you son of a gun. Now everyone who is someone is proud of the outlaw son. Now you're one of the crowd, her dad's so proud, she'll marry the son of a gun, a bad, bad gun, the son of a gun.
That was My Rifle, My Pony and Me by Ricky Nelson and Dean Martin, and then Son of a Gun by Sanford Clark. My Rifle, My Pony and Me was requested by Shane, and Son of a Gun was requested by Sarah Gourlay. While I've got you and just sparked my thought, the Back Alley Bazaar is going to be happening at the junction of Railway and Dominion Streets on June 20th, so that's this Friday. It's a solstice bazaar, so we're doing it from 5 to 9 p.m. There'll be some live music there, there'll be a DJ, there'll be lots of vendors, some food, and a appearance by a rogue pony. So come to find out what that means. We'll hope to see you there.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San
Jesse went away last summer a couple of months ago. After all our time together, it was hard to see her go. She called me right up when she arrived, asked me one more time to come. Well, living on an L.A. freeway ain't my kind of having fun. I think I'd rather be a cowboy. I think I'd rather ride the rain. I think I'd rather be a cowboy than the lady that I love in the lady's chains. Just beginning, it was such an easy way. Laying back up in the mountains, making songs for sunny days. She got tired of picking daisies, cooking my meals for me. She can live the life she wants to, yes, it's all right with me.
That was Amarillo Morning by Morning, requested by Matt Jones. And then I'd Rather Be a Cowboy, requested by Robin. And now we've got Me More Cowboy Than You, requested by Kimber. Thanks for the suggestion, Kimber.
Friday night boys and girls I see, drunk and running around like ants. They all just want to be heard and seen, speaking their minds and taking their stance. Some are real happy and some are mean. Some are just looking for quick romance. They want to be part of the popular scene, so they dress the part and take their chance. The boys and girls are acting real strange, pretending they're welders and cowboys and such, buying old work gear from the exchange. But you can tell their hands don't do very much. Saying me, 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 me more cowboy than I swear that I'm working class through and through. Saying me, 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 more cowboy than you. Everyone's glued to their flickering screens, faces illuminated in the dark. Their pockets are full and their cars are clean. Their biggest worry is where they should park. So if you see cowboy hats and boots, Chances are it's on Daddy's dime. They're all in the bathroom snorting their toot, having a mighty expensive time. Saying me, 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 more cowboy than you. I swear that I'm working class through and through. Saying me, 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 more cowboy than you.
Thanks for that request, Shane. Faraway Skies by Dean Johnson. And before that was Me More Cowboy Than You by the Broody Brothers, requested by Kimber. Thanks for the listener requests this week, everyone. Thanks for getting on theme. So what is lonesome cowboy music? Sometimes called cattle music. It's rooted in the American West, and it's usually associated with the solitary life of cowboys, open prairies, and the rugged beauty of frontier life. I guess it's not as much of a genre per se, more of a theme, but it usually, the style blends elements of folk, country, and Western music, and it has typically sparse instrumentation to evoke wide open spaces. There's also often yodeling, like we've heard in a few songs so far. You're listening to Smithers Community Radio, CICK 93.9 FM. And I think it's time that we had a little bit of femme energy here on this week's episode. So we're going to hear from Noeline Hoffman covering a Luke Bell song, a classic country song.
You can try to crucify me, I don't care if you don't like me. I'll tell you I'll be waiting in my golden gate. And when the spit meets the dirt, boys, I'll greet you with a grin. For I am the bravest bullfighter that ever dared the pen. Yes, I am the bravest bullfighter that ever dared the pen. Some folks are getting tired, they get old and lose their fire. They find the grace of light to lean upon, but do the bull say, just as long as I live, for I am the bravest bullfighter that ever dared the pen. Yes, I am the bravest bullfighter that ever dared the pen.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't know the reason why, so I guess I'll keep gambling lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just waiting around to die. Thank you. Well, one time friends, I had a mirror. I even had a pa. He beat her with a belt once, cause she cried. She told him to take care of me. She headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier just waiting around to die. Then I came of age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. She cleaned me out and she hit it on the side. Well, I tried to kill the pain. I bought some wine and hopped a train. Well, it was easier than just waiting around to die. And a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother, did we fly? But the posse caught up with me and they dragged me back to Muskogee. And now it's 2 long years waiting around to die.
Still be lonely. Where does that leave me?
That was The Bullfighter by Nolene Hoffman, Waiting Around to Die by the Be Good Tanyas, and Buckskin Stallion Blues by Amy Annell. The last two, Waiting Around to Die and Buckskin Stallion Blues, are both Townes Van Zandt songs, so cover songs. Buckskin Stallion Blues, that last one, that version was in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing's, Missouri, the movie. It came out a couple years ago, maybe 5 years ago now. It's a really excellent film, so really great. You're listening to CICK, Smithers Community Radio, and Larkspur. We're on from Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. in the train car.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he let it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a Brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The Brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch, he came to ride the Brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see, but I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the Brute, ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The Brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
Named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He laughed and kissed his mom and said, you're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause, I'd gun nobody down. But she cried again as he rode away, don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down, but his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw, but the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
That was "Don't Take Your Guns to Town" by Johnny Cash. And before that, we heard "The Cowboy in the Continental Suit" by Marty Robbins. Two back-to-back cowboy ballads to end us off. That's a wrap on Lonesome Cowboy Week on Larkspur on CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll hope to catch you next time.